airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. It's another week here without our co-host Mark. He's still down in sunny Florida enjoying his vacation. But actually, I saw him say something in the chat room. I think it was on Saturday night. He kind of hung out in the Free Talk Live amp-only chat room all night. And he said he wanted to come home.
He misses all the snow we have here.
Yeah, I guess so. It was really, 2 years ago when Mark was talking about wanting to leave here as soon as he possibly could, I never thought I'd see the day when he was down in Florida and was feeling homesick about New Hampshire. I thought
that was pretty
cool.
New Hampshire grows on you. It's a nice place.
So. It is a nice place. And, of course, it's good to be here. Good to be here doing this show. I just found out, by the way, thanks to, I believe it's Matt. Yes, Matt over at the Genesis Communications Network, one of the board operators over there. He has committed to coming in and running Free Talk Live on both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Quite the guy. I don't think there's going to be a lot of live programming on the air those days, but I guess Free Talk Live will be.
Yep, so looking forward to that. And let's start things out here. We're going to get to your story, Toby, out of California about another smoking ban. The next great step in tyranny. But first, we go to George in D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was listening to the previous shows from Friday and Saturday, and you were talking about how your website's not allowed, has been banned from government computers. Guess what? I can still access you guys on the computers here at the airport.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So it's obviously not some sort of federal government thing, but apparently some government computers in some places, some schools, for instance, have banned Free Talk Live.
You guys are infiltrating here slowly but surely.
That's good.
Is it the search words?
The freedom virus.
I know that my website, FreeMinds TV, is blocked by a lot of internet filters because it talks about stuff like marijuana laws and stuff, and some filters cut those sites out. So that may be the reason that Free Talk Live is cut out from some filters as well.
Possibly. Who knows?
I got to be careful, though, when I'm on the BBS right there, because I'm scared I will find something or one of the listeners posted some naughty picture or something like that, and then I'll really get canned.
When do you, as a TSA agent, when do you have time to be sitting around surfing? Aren't you supposed to be...
Well, I'm on a split shift right there. I work a 12-hour thing, but I get a 2-hour break in the middle of that. So it's like, it's really 2 5-hour shifts, and I work, 4 days a week right there. So I still get 40 hours a week, but
I see.
Yeah, right there. So during the 2-hour thing between the shifts, I got time to, pretty much do whatever, which is really cool because it really helps make the week go by a lot quicker. And I'm not driving. And since I'm coming in only 4 days a week, I don't have to use up as much gas. When gas was $4 a gallon, that really came in handy. So it helps with my sanity, helps with my wallet, all kinds of stuff. Every company should have a 4-day work week like that.
Well, we can all wish, George. Thank you for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I've got like a 7-day work week. I mean, I don't have to work all 7 days, but I can do things every single day of the week. But I guess it's not, a 9-to-5 job, so I don't have to be
and
anywhere.
And it's not at the TSA. It's doing what you love and beat on the radio rather than...
Yeah, it's not really work. It's not like work.
It is work, but it's a lot better than working for the TSA or some other 9-to-5er.
So you can bring up anything here. We continue with your phone calls. Dave is on the line listening to WAIS in Ohio. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. This is what I wanted to mention on Friday. Friday, I was at the store and there was a man in uniform there with a gun, and he got outside, and I walked away, and then I turned back and walked back, and I started saying that we're becoming a police state.
Was this man in uniform one of the government police?
Yeah.
And what did he say to you when you
said
that?
He said that libertarians are lying.
Lying?
Yeah.
What about?
That we're not becoming a police state, but I believe we are.
Well, I guess, if you are part of the police state, the more you tell yourself over and over again that we're not a police state, you just keep repeating that, maybe you'll believe that it's really true. I mean, it's not in his interest to come to that conclusion. because then he'd have to come to the conclusion that he's a cog in that system, that he's playing a role in the oppression of his fellow man, and who wants to admit that about themselves?
And so maybe someday they'll wake up.
Well, you know, that's a good point. I'm not sure what exactly it's going to take. I guess each person has their own line that needs to be crossed. We know that certainly a number of police in this country have no objection whatsoever to doing things that are blatantly unconstitutional, like confiscating firearms, as we saw some of them do after Hurricane Katrina, and I think it was one of the tornadoes in Kansas. So we know that people are willing to follow blatantly unconstitutional orders.
Isn't
I guess
there
the question
a guy
is just
that's been involved with police? Like you mentioned before.
What about LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition?
Yeah.
What was your question?
What's his name? I forgot.
Well, there are several people involved with LEAP. I mean, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of members of LEAP, so I'm not sure. You mean the active duty officer?
No, the one that retired, or maybe the one he's called and he said he's had trouble with, he had to do his duty, but he had trouble with busting people for drugs.
That might be Bradley Jardis. He's the current he's the current active duty member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And actually, somebody sent me an email to say there's apparently now another active duty member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. I'm not sure.
Awesome.
I don't have the email in front of me, so I'm not sure where. But apparently, Brad's not the only one.
Plenty of retired ones. Plenty of people who have retired from the force, but not so many active duty ones. You have to have quite the cojones to be an active duty member of law enforcement and be a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, because your colleagues aren't exactly going to be very friendly to you most of the time.
Dave, thank you for the call
tonight.
I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Kind of interesting hearing what a police officer has to say about the accusation that this is a police state.
I wonder if other people have said that. I mean, he said libertarians are lying. Did he tell him he was a libertarian, or does he just assume that if someone thinks it's a police state? I don't know.
Another good question. Let's go to Paula. Maybe she has the answers for us. Paula in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Toby.
Hi. I just want to say something about this police state. It's unconstitutional, and it's also treason.
What would happen, Paula, if they decided to get together and change the Constitution to make the police state constitutional? Would you be
They better not even think about it.
But wait, would that make it okay if it was constitutional?
They're not going to do any such thing.
Well, now, wait a minute, Paula. I don't know about that.
We're going to stop.
Rumor has it that there are around 30 or 32 states that have essentially anteed up for a constitutional convention, and they apparently
I've heard about
only
that,
made,
yeah.
They apparently only need a couple more states to get on board in order to do this, and if that happens, then you know that they can go in and they can change virtually anything they want to. So,
well, the thing is, we have to stop them before this happens. You've got to take them out of office.
Well,
because they're going against
nice
the Constitution, and they took a vow to protect the Constitution, so they need to be removed from office right now.
The reality, Paula, is that most people voting vote for the incumbent. I mean, the incumbent re-election rate is still, I think, in the 90th percentile. So,
well, they
I mean, it's one thing
up.
To say that we need to get them out of office. It's another thing to convince people to actually do that.
Well, all they have to do is call the U.S. Attorney General's office, and they walk into their office, and they will remove them from their office.
Wait, you just make a phone call and you can
you make a report, you know, from your state and let them know about what your representative is doing. He has to. This is part of his job. He has to do this.
Well, wait a minute. Just because you make a report on
no, not a report. If you know, I mean, specifically that they're going against the Constitution, they can be removed from their job.
Well, just because they can be removed doesn't mean that they actually will be removed. I mean, these people have been doing unconstitutional things for, let's put this in perspective, the people in Washington, D.C. have been doing unconstitutional things for my entire lifetime and probably far long beyond that. So, clearly nobody has been ejected from office at this point.
I'll give you an example. When they did this surveillance bill the first time, I called up there and I threatened to have Nancy thrown out of her job and also, you know, be in big trouble for what she's done. So they had to redo it, and they put constitutional rights in there.
So you're
and
saying
I mean,
just
my family started
so
Democratic Party.
You are the most influential woman in Washington, D.C., and you don't even live in D.C. Paula, you're awesome. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You believe her, right?
It's amazing.
800-259-9231. The latest. The smoking ban situation coming out of California. We'll share that with you here in moments and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy?
Hello, check, 1, 2, check. Under the car, check, mic check.
The privacy handbook says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The new world order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the new world order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They are right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience. totally free, going back for an entire year. So enjoy at freetalklive.com. Plus, if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That, again, is SACL CAI. So, we continue here, Toby, with a story from California, where I think all of the smoking ban madness actually began. Wasn't it California that started all of this years and years ago?
It was the roots way back in the 90s, and the same town that started the smoking ban is at it again. Outdoor smoking ban under consideration in San Luis Obispo, NBC affiliate KSBY reporting. First, smokers were banned from lighting up inside. Now,
I just lost your microphone. Hang on one second. It looks like we're still on the air, so keep going. No, you're all right. Your mic's all right, I think. Something is screwy.
All right. Well, keep going. I'll start over here. I'm not sure where I got cut off. First, smokers were banned from lighting up inside. Now, San Luis Obispo considers putting a stop to smoking outside. In 1990, the city passed a ban on smoking in public buildings, including bars and restaurants. It was the first of its kind in the country. California adopted a statewide law in 1994, adding bars to that list 4 years later. San Luis Obispo City Council members are considering a ban on outdoor smoking in public places. It is an issue that has some smokers fuming. It's a little ridiculous. Honestly, it's a free choice that all people should have. It's kind of like banning drinking, said smoker Janine Thompson. Complaints to the city council about secondhand smoke and litter from cigarette butts is prompting the council members to take action. All the police in the downtown are now going to be focusing on trying to catch people smoking downtown. That just seems like a bit of waste of government funds, in my opinion, said Thompson. Mayor Dave Romero thinks something needs to be done. There are still problems with cigarettes. There are people who are still susceptible to smoke, and we have complaints, said the mayor.
Well, somebody's complaining. We've got to crack down on freedom.
Something needs to be done, exactly, because someone doesn't like the secondhand smoke, so it's the city council's job to do something about this. The mayor wants the city council to consider all possibilities, which could include banning smoking in parks, playgrounds, sidewalks, and streets, or maybe even something as broad as a citywide ban in all public places. Everything.
Wow.
I know it. I mean, and
so this is on the table. They have not yet come up with the actual ordinance.
No, they're thinking up what exactly should be done because, you know, they have complaints.
Right.
Some people don't like secondhand smoke, so something must be done. We got to pass a law.
I don't like the color brown, personally. I think we should just go ahead and ban everything that's brown, too, while we're at it.
Well, don't worry. The mayor doesn't want to go too far. He says everything is a compromise, finally. Some kind of a balance. And we'll come up with something that maybe nobody is happy with, but at least it's a middle. The middle ground somewhere, said Romero. What is it? Just baffles
the middle ground.
My mind
apparently keeps moving, and because the middle ground was somewhere else back in the 90s when they first came up with the smoking ban, and now apparently that's not middle ground enough. Now the middle ground has to continually be pushed toward more tyranny.
Right. It seems the middle ground to me would be allowing bars and restaurants to choose whether they're going to be smoking or non-smoking, and some will choose to be smoking, some will choose to be non-smoking, and that seems to me the middle ground. The mayor believes the middle ground is somewhere around banning smoking in all public places.
Well, this is one of the you know, it's another example of the tragedy of the commons, the idea that if some place is public, it's owned by everyone, at the same time owned by no one. And so these men and women calling themselves government come in there and they declare that they own the public places. And, well, if you disagree, too bad. They've got men with guns who'll hurt you. And so they just come up with all kinds of arbitrary rules about how those public grounds will be taken care of. And the fact is, those public places would be better taken care of if they were privately owned. And just because something's privately owned doesn't mean it's not open to the public. So we could still very easily have nice, pleasant parks and things like that that people could go to if with private ownership. And
absolutely.
Then the private owners would be able to set whatever policies they wanted. So, for instance, I'm just thinking about the place where we live. There's a downtown, and there are parks that are also around town, scattered about the place. The parks could all be owned by various different groups. I mean, right now, a lot of volunteer organizations take care of some of the government parks, so it wouldn't be that hard to transfer ownership to those organizations, just let them have total control over the property. And then as far as downtown is concerned, the property owners down there could very easily, somebody could be sold the little public areas, and the business owners could have, the people that own the buildings could have the sidewalks and the roads out in front of them essentially deeded over to them, and they could be responsible for taking care of their own little piece. And so if you didn't want people smoking on your sidewalk out in front of your business, then you could make that rule for your private property. Let everybody decide for themselves. That's what the marketplace solution would be to just all of the various different actors and the participants in the marketplace would make their own decisions as to what the rules would be on their property, and then each individual would get to decide for themselves which property, which owners, which businesses they want to patronize. So it would all end up working out the way the marketplace desired. In the case of California, in this case, and inevitably the other cases that will follow, because we always see the bureaucracies copying one another, so as soon as the first outdoor smoking ordinance goes into place, you can expect to see it pop up somewhere else. So just because this is in California doesn't mean that you are safe from it if you live in Tennessee.
Yeah, this is where it all started back 18 years ago, almost 19 right. years ago. It started in the same exact town, and I think that back when it started in 1990 with the first indoor smoking ban in bars and restaurants, no one ever thought that it would spread throughout the entire country now almost as has banned smoking in bars and restaurants. I mean, there's probably some pockets that are still free, but I don't think anyone imagined that it would go this far. Back in the 1970s when they first banned smoking on airplanes, did anyone think that it would get to bars and restaurants? Of course not.
To the airports themselves.
Right. It's just spreading out further and further. And like you said, allowing privatizing these areas and allowing the business owners or the land owners to decide on their own, that would be the true middle. And allowing individuals who own property to make their own choices about what they're allowing on their property would be the true middle ground.
You know, one of the problems with that is that with our current system, is that some entities, some private businesses, they are scared. For instance, we had a smoking ban pass, I think it was a couple of years ago now, here in New Hampshire, and there were some private businesses that, like, one of them is Margaritas, it's a Mexican chain, and they were advocating for the smoking ban because, well, they would have liked to have banned smoking in their business, but they understood that if they banned smoking, then some of their business, like their bar business, was going to transfer to their competition, who would allow smoking. And so in order to level the playing field, meaning to force all their competition to have the exact same rules they do, they supported the government coming down with the smoking ban.
It's disgusting.
It is, and it's just fear. Basically, what these people are saying is that we can't compete on our own. We can't offer a good enough product or a good enough service in a configuration that we want to offer it and actually make money on it, which I don't believe for a moment. I think that places that don't have smoking can still do a fine clip of business. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. So enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And you know that email's not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Wrong. Introducing PrivacyHarbor.com. It's an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. Sign up for a free account today. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. So, would love to have your comments on the next great step, or the next tyrannical step, the next inevitable step, perhaps, in the realm of the smoking ban. It's been what, you say since the early 90s, Toby, that these things have been around?
Well, the first one was passed in 1990, so just going on 19 years now since the first smoking ban ever took place in California.
And now here we are almost two decades later, where San Luis Obispo is looking at an outdoor smoking ban, and they are taking proposals, and they're so nice. They're going to actually allow the public an opportunity to comment here, according to the MSNBC article on this, so you'll have the chance to go and tell them how you feel.
Oh, of course. That'll make everything all better. And, you know, it's going to be the people who are going and commenting on this. I'm sure that some business owners who are going to be hurt by such things. The article I was reading was talking about one business owner who has an outdoor smoking patio since they banned smoking in his bar. He got a restaurant that has an outdoor patio where people can smoke. And that's the main reason he bought the establishment. So now they're going to be shutting that down. So you'll have those people who are coming out and speaking against this. But you're also going to have the statists coming out who really want to be able to control everybody's lives.
Oh, yeah. They hate smokers. They hate smokers, and they're willing to do whatever they can. They're willing to organize in whatever ways that they can to put a stop to you having the opportunity to put something that might be somewhat dangerous into your body.
Right. And their complaints are that there's too many smokers on the sidewalk. They're littering their cigarette butts and blah, blah, blah. But let's
Isn't that problem created by the smoking ban?
Let's look into why there are so many smokers on the sidewalk and why they're putting their cigarette butts on the sidewalk instead of the ashtrays. Well, they had a place to smoke inside, away from the public, where it was perfectly okay to smoke. It was allowed. They had ashtrays on the table.
Right. And those places... the places where they were allowed to smoke, you as a non-smoker, if you're somebody that's concerned about secondhand smoke, and there's really no reason to be concerned about secondhand smoke, it's BS, basically, the whole idea that it's somehow significantly dangerous. But if you're concerned about it, you made the choice by grabbing the handle on the door to the business and opening the door and stepping inside, smelling that there was smoke indoors, and continuing to stay there. Nobody was forcing you to go into that bar or that restaurant that allowed smoking. You could very easily have turned around, walked out, picked up the phone later, called the manager, because remember, secondhand smoke, you're very afraid of it, so you wouldn't stay in the establishment to complain. You'd call the manager and complain to them and say, hey, I was going to come into your establishment today, but I smelled smoke, and I don't like secondhand smoke, so you'll never have my business, buddy. Click. You know, you could do that, and that would actually, of course, that would actually take some effort. You know, that would actually mean that you'd have to... oh, I don't know, spend a little time communicating to the various businesses and telling them how you feel about their product and their service. Why bother doing that when you could just go to the gangsters calling themselves government, the violent monopoly, and you could ask them to take care of the problem for you? Just across the board, make it so nobody can do these things. And as you're saying, Toby, completely drive the habit that you find so distasteful into your view.
Yep.
Drive it outdoors to where you can see it every single street you're walking down that happens to have a formerly smoking establishment on it.
Yeah, you can see it. I mean, here in Keene, New Hampshire, since they passed their smoking ban, you can go down the street where all the bars are on Main Street, and there's oftentimes little crowds of people huddling around. Now it's freezing
cold
out, smoking cigarettes. And they normally would be inside the bar. Oftentimes, the bar owner is smoking right along with them with an ashtray right there to put their cigarette butt out there. And now I'm not saying that it's okay to litter. I don't think that's okay.
Sure.
But let's look at where the problem started in the first place. It's the government intrusion into business owners' own property and telling them that they can't allow people to smoke in their bars. That's what created the problem of the smokers on the street. I also don't think that there should absolutely be any law against people smoking on the street, but as you said, Ian, and already talked about it, that's a property rights issue and public property, and the fact that we have this public property is the problem in the first place.
And it's such a continual slap in the face for these business owners that in many cases have jumped through just an unimaginable amount of hoops in order to continue doing their business in the way they wanted to, despite all the government rules. So prior to the complete indoor smoking bans, some businesses actually went ahead and invested in, because they got complaints from their customers, they went ahead and invested in these smoking filtering systems where they would have a special smoking area for their customers. And then essentially there was this expensive fan exhaust system and filtering system for the smoke over there to where the other side of the restaurant or whatever would not be affected by the smoking side. I mean, there are businesses that spent thousands of dollars retrofitting to make it so that people could come and smoke and people could enjoy themselves without smelling smoke. And then once the smoking indoor ban went into effect, all of that money that they spent was just completely worthless.
And that's a good chunk of money. I think that in some cases, some of the restaurants and bars around here were spending $30,000 on these ventilation systems that were obsolete a year and a half later. And was the government going to pay them back for those ventilation systems that they forced them to implement if they wanted to have smoking in their restaurant?
No.
No, and even if they did, it would be coming out of the taxpayer's wallet anyways.
Well, they could credit them on their property taxes and kind of pay them back that way. But it's like you say, no, there's no way the government's going to do that. They have no obligation to treat anybody fairly.
They just do what they want. And it's these...
Clearly.
It seems to me that the people who are going out and trying to create a law against something like this, rather than talking to people, I'm sure that these people who are so offended by the cigarette smokers never would say anything to someone who's actually smoking a cigarette. They'd walk by person and then
that would take
call
courage.
The mayor, right? It seems so passive-aggressive to me to try to pass a law against something or rat someone out to the police for something rather than simply just going up to that person and being like, I saw that you threw your cigarette butt on the ground. Could you please pick it up?
Well, you know, Toby, we've been trained. When we go to the government education or the government indoctrination centers, they train you to believe that if you want something done in society, the way to achieve it is to change the laws, is to get elected and to lobby your representatives and to have a new law created or a law removed. Of course, that barely ever happens. Have a new law created to regulate what behavior you want to regulate. I mean, we've got government classrooms where young people in elementary school are being asked to write an essay not on what they did last summer, but on what their best, you know, what their proposed law is. What law would you like to see passed? These are some of the questions that the young people in the government schools are being asked to write about.
Yeah, that's so, routinely they're being asked such things.
So they're being trained to think in the mindset of, well, okay, I've identified this problem with whatever your behavior or society or business or whatever the issue is. I have identified this problem, and now, because of my training, I will act toward banning the problem. I will act toward restricting the people who would engage in that, whatever it is I perceive as a problem. So people naturally go to this. They don't even think for a moment about contacting the management and telling them how they feel or setting up a boycott or going and doing something in the marketplace to affect change on a voluntary basis, using the tools and the power of persuasion to bring people over to your viewpoint. They don't even, that doesn't even cross many people's minds. They just, there ought to be a law. There ought to be a law. It's just it's so American for people to say there ought to be a law when they feel like something's wrong. And it's a sickness.
And we've created all these laws over the year. We're so micromanaged that if we actually enforced every law we had, we wouldn't be able to leave our homes.
It never ends either, because there's always somebody else with some great new law that they want to propose here. And so apparently California's San Luis Obispo looking at a total outdoor smoking ban. It hasn't happened yet, but we'll let you know. 800-259-9231. Are you in favor of smoking bans? This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Oh, hey, my mic was on. Technical difficulties here in the studio tonight. I think we got a bad cable, so we'll work on ironing that out here, but we'll continue through this next segment. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been talking about this smoking ban. I'm being told that you don't actually pronounce it San Luis Obispo. It's San Luis, apparently. I don't know. I thought Louis was some different Spanish way to say it.
I'm never going to get it right.
What do I
mispronounce
know?
All the weird
actually, it was
town
me.
Names.
I was mispronouncing it. So San Luis Obispo looking at an outdoor ban on smoking, and we want to hear what you think. Are you somebody who's in favor of a smoking ban? Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. It's been a while since we've had a smoking banner on the program. So want to hear from you there, and of course, also, you're welcome to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do so by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on as many radio stations as possible around the country, bringing more Internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the message of freedom. So hop on the AMP program for $3 a month. And you can do it with any major credit card, PayPal, or some of the alternative options we have set up over at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get access to perks like the AMP-only call-in line, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to Dan in Indiana. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Toby.
Good evening, gentlemen, from the modern-day slave plantation of southwestern Indiana. Oh, boy. Being a smoker and being a big fan of you guys and stuff, I could not sit still and just let this go. I have to say something.
It's crazy,
first,
isn't it?
First of all, it's an immoral law. And we all know the old cliche, immoral laws are not worthy of obedience. And
true.
I believe that you probably read some of my stuff that I posted in one of the websites about the jokers and tokers as far as the thing that they were going to have next month, the cannabis protest.
For everybody listening that doesn't know. Go ahead and give us a recap. What's that
okay,
about?
Well, the cannabis protest that they had scheduled for the 10th, Andrew Carroll was going to show up for, and he was going to hold a bit of a narrow iguana there in his hand. I believe your girlfriend said a nug.
Yes.
We don't call them nugs around here, but we're going to start doing that. but my idea was to have jokers and tokers. The jokers would be people that would have fake weed and and you know, cigarettes or whatever stuff that would look like it. They just jam their bongs and joints with
I love that idea, and that's actually an idea that's been thrown around up here for a while. It's probably not going to fit with Andrew's protest because he is making a point
of
not being
a separate protest, an ongoing protest. I mean, just have once a month, and eventually it would log jam the system. And if you let all the cops know they're going to be videotaped, first of all, you're going to have very, very few of them. You're going to outnumber these guys like gazillion to one. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's a brilliant idea. And, of course, what you're talking about is an upcoming protest here in January 10th, mm-hmm. here in Keene, New Hampshire. Andrew is going to be he lives in Manchester, but he's going to come out here to do an open marijuana protest. But he's not a smoker, so he's just going to hold the marijuana. But I love your idea for an actual marijuana smoke-in of some sort or smoke-out, mm-hmm. public smoke-out, where you're mixing in the tobacco and clove smokers with the marijuana smokers to really just flummox the cops and to make it so. I mean, if they go and they arrest everybody, then there are all kinds of false arrests. And
Sam coming up there next month and everything, they're going to be the system. What is going to happen? What's going to end up happening? It's going to be more trouble than it's worth to harass the weed smokers. But getting back to what I was saying about the tobacco thing, it's an immoral law. You know, banning smoking, and immoral laws are not worthy of obedience. And here's the thing, people. I mean. Because it's not like they're just going to, you know, whack a body part off of you or beat you over the head or...
They'll fine you, and then they'll put you in a jail cell if you don't pay it.
Yeah, they'll fine you and stuff. But here's the thing. Jam up the works then. But the thing is that I think people should go into... I think public buildings, first of all. I don't want to give the people that are running private businesses that have no choice. They're handcuffed on this deal, okay?
Right. But I mean, they don't want to lose their business.
Yeah, exactly. But I'd love to see some of those... government businesses lose their business. That'd be too funny.
You mean like have a bunch of smokers, cigarette smokers, go into City Hall or something like that and start smoking? I think that'd be awesome.
And the thing is that it's people are so afraid. Around here, we've had some horrible bans and stuff. You know, I drove a van around with a bunch of cigarettes. This is back in '98, about 10 years ago. I drove a van around and they threw an egg at my van, and the local media caught it on film. And the cops still wouldn't do anything about it. They're scared of these people, and they're psychotic. I mean, these anti-smoking people. It's not about that. It's about control. It's about control of you, and they love pushing people around. They could care less. They could care less. They could, you know.
Oh yeah, they don't care about your freedom.
Yeah,
it's not
about your health or anything. It's about pushing people around, and I want folks to know that. You know, you got to make a stand somewhere. If you're a smoker, even if you don't smoke cigarettes. At least just show up with a fake cigarette that they had these at these festivals and stuff a while back. Mm-hmm. These cigarettes that where they look like cigarettes, but they had like talcum powder in them, and they had a little red thing on the end. And if you blew out it, it would spit a little bit of talcum powder out and make it look like you're smoking.
Like a candy cigarette.
You could have your jokers there. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks, Dan, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
Those candy cigarettes were real popular when I was little. And
yeah,
they just
those.
Disappeared.
They're still out there. You could get, I mean,
they used to be in every convenience store. Yeah,
wow,
at least up around here.
Yeah,
and
not
then
down
one
where
day
I was
they
growing
just
up.
Took them all away.
You had to go to like a candy store in order to find candy cigarettes down in Florida.
Well, like I said, the smoking statists out there, the anti-smokers, thought
they probably
that they
had them banned. Yeah, they're probably encouraging kids to smoke or something like that. Well, I like Dan's idea, the idea of having the smokers do some sort of smoke-in in a government building. And it's something that's been done before, just not on a mass scale. There was that guy that lit up a cigar in the city council meeting, and I forget where that was.
As I recall, they didn't do anything to him. He lit up his cigar and he walked out with nothing. No one did anything to him.
Right, it would have made him look bad if they'd done that in front of everybody. So, but if you actually had more than one person doing it, then it would be all that much more effective. I mean, if you've got 10 people going into the city council meeting and lighting up cigarettes, they probably don't have enough cops in the city council. Usually there's, you know, a cop or two, right? Somebody's there from the police department. But they don't have enough to arrest everybody. They'd have to, all 10 smokers would have to be totally obedient if one cop was to come up and say, "You're all under arrest. Now stand there and wait while I arrest you and call in my backup and get zip ties." Because they only have one pair of handcuffs on them, one or two pair of handcuffs on them. And so, you can easily outnumber the police. But it's just like Dan is saying, I mean, you've got to make a stand at some point. How far will the smokers allow themselves to be pushed? It seems quite far is the answer. I mean, they banned it from all businesses. They're looking at banning it outdoors in San Luis Obispo, California. And remember, it'll spread. So as soon as they do it, more bureaucrats will get it into their head that they can get away with it. And there is one place where there's an indoor smoking. It's also in California, but it's not the same place in California. There's another place where there's an indoor smoking ban for houses that are connected to other houses.
Even if you own the house, if it's connected to another apartment,
so it's like a duplex. Like I have a duplex.
You couldn't smoke in your own house because what if your renters smell the smoke?
Exactly. So, I mean, if it gets to the point where you can't do it in a business and you can't do it outdoors in a public place and you can't do it in your own home, as long as it's connected to another home, it's only another step before they say, you know, they probably won't do it outright all houses, Toby. What they'll probably do is if you have kids, mm-hmm. because they have the other law that says, I forgot this one. There's the one that says like New Jersey and I think some places in California, maybe all of California, you can't smoke in a car with kids in it.
Yeah, I heard that.
So that means that if you've got kids in your house, they could easily say, well, it's I'm sorry, you're allowed to smoke in your own home, but only if you don't have children there.
Right.
So they'll come in on that, and then eventually they might just expand out just for the hell of it, just to protect your health and stop you from smoking everywhere. So you have to ask yourself, the smokers have gone and allowed it to go this far. Who's to say that they'll even do anything when the total smoking ban comes down?
I was watching the Onion movie, and they had a little spot on there that smoking has been banned to everywhere in the United States except one room in, like, Oklahoma or something.
Wait a minute. There's an Onion movie now?
Yeah.
They have a full-length Onion movie?
Yeah, it's a lot of shorter news stories.
Oh, okay. They're news clips. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
But, I mean, it's really coming to that point of when will there be a complete ban on smoking? Maybe you can go to one place in the city and light up there or something.
Well, you know that if it does come to a complete ban on sales and use of cigarettes, which would be a true prohibition, a true 100% prohibition, if it does come to that, you and I both know the smokers are going to continue to smoke. They'll
Absolutely.
Just do it as surreptitiously as they possibly can. Will they ever put up a fight? I don't think they will. I think they've just been used to being beaten down and beaten down. I don't think they have a line in the sand, and I don't think they're going to stand up.
If they did do an outlaw right ban and it went to the black market, we could see people actually committing violent acts to get the money to buy cigarettes because the price would definitely go up.
Absolutely. Hour number two is on the way. And since we're talking about smoking, we'll give you an update on the Copbusters story. Our friend Barry Cooper and what he's been up to down in Texas, setting up a reverse sting against the cops. Hour two coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.